Which is more powerful, loving kindness or knowledge of suffering? It seems that our noble silence and internal mindfulness put the retreatants, and to some degree the monks too, in the mode of not making eye contact, not sharing a smile. Isn't there room to be mindful of our Dhamma friends, even if we don't really know most of them, by offering the simplest expression of Dhamma friendliness, a smile? Am I too concerned with other people's actions? Meditation is serious business. You know, we spend so much time interacting, feeling compelled to interact, feeling worrying about how people view us, trying to present an impression to other people, that for 10 days to step back and have a rest from that is a real gift. So that, day after tomorrow, Sunday, there will be no shortage of contact. You know. Once breakfast comes, it's that opportunity to really step back is a gift to oneself and gift to others. We spend so much time worrying about what impression we're making and how to make a good impression on others, it's a burden that we can set aside for a short period of time.